It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 5:30. I'm Maria Chalais, and today for Jeff Kaplan, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 74 degrees. KSL's top story this half hour. 2020 meant we could visit our older loved ones in senior centers, retirements, homes, or I should say we couldn't visit our older loved ones in those places. But this Mother's Day is going to be completely different. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Facilities around Utah are expecting many visitors this weekend, and they welcome them back. Utah's older residents were among the first to get vaccinated, and COVID cases and deaths plummeted. The president of the Utah Assisted Living Association, Scott Monson, says there's a good energy in the buildings now.
People are seeing their loved ones again, and they're able to visit and have a degree of normalcy come back into play where they can continue that family relationship.
Monson says the guidelines say if everyone is vaccinated, they can take off their masks and hug each other and talk and be in the same room. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Lagoon is no longer requiring masks. The Farmington theme park says it changed the policy after learning that Utah had reached the endgame benchmarks this week. Lagoon will continue recommending guests wear masks and will require them for employees, but the park says it's 200 acres gives people plenty of room to spread out. Reports are circulating on social media about a student from Corner Canyon High School who has been hospitalized after receiving the Pfizer vaccine for COVID-19. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says confirmed facts in the story have been hard to come by.
The young man, who we won't name here, is a member of Corner Canyon's basketball team. A number of posts on Facebook and Twitter say he received the Pfizer vaccine, which has not been associated with blood clots, even though millions of doses have been administered nationwide. Some of the social media postings appear to come from anti-vaccine activists.
There have been a few cases of serious blood clots associated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, including one here in Utah. But doctors say it works differently from the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Economic analysts say they were surprised to see such a disappointing jobs report with far fewer new jobs than were expected nationwide. Locally, Utah's job picture still looks solid, but advocates say inflation is becoming a bigger problem. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
In Utah, unemployment is at 2.9%, and far fewer people are making unemployment insurance claims than before. Department of Workforce Services spokesman Jared Bendenhall says last year, over 100,000 claims were made.
The numbers today are under 30,000.
But community advocates say housing and utility prices have risen so much, a growing number of people do not have enough left over for food. Crossroads Urban Center Executive Director Glenn Bailey says more people are coming to their food pantries, and the cost of groceries has gone up as well.
But when we have to buy food, our dollars won't go as far.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Our top national stories from ABC News. The White House is downplaying today's far less than expected job numbers by saying the economic stimulus money will take a while to kick in. ABC's Andy Field has more from Washington.
President Biden putting this month's disappointing job growth number in perspective.
All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office. That's the most number of jobs created in the first 3 months of any presidency in our history.
The president insisting rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a marathon, not a sprint. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The White House also says it won't hold a grudge when they meet with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell next week. This after McConnell said that he's completely focused on stopping the Biden administration. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The president's view is that he's ready to have a clean slate, and let's welcome the leaders here.
Psaki says the president is also willing to negotiate and debate where necessary. An update on the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says conditions for unaccompanied children are improving after visiting a migrant processing facility in Donna, Texas this afternoon.
Rather than a custody period of approximately 139 hours. They are here for approximately 24 hours.
Secretary Mayorkas also reiterated the administration's policy that the border remains closed. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. For the first time in California history, the state's population is shrinking.
Between people fleeing California because of the astronomical cost of living here or the politics of this blue state, plus declining birth rates, reduced international immigration, and 51,000 people dying in California last year from COVID, the state's population went down by 182,000 last year. That makes California's population now 39.5 million. California has seen more people leave than move in from other states for 30 years, but that is no longer being offset by immigration and babies being born. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The University of Utah has awarded President Russell M. Nelson an honorary doctoral degree during commencement. Besides being president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, he's also world-renowned former heart surgeon. Dixie State University and Westminster College had their commencements today. Boy, Ricky Meese, any improvements out there in the drive?
Well, I'm afraid not quite yet. Now, the accident northbound I-15 at 31st Street has cleared. That lane is open. We still have big backups. Southbound I-15, left lane still blocked from the vehicle fire at 31st Street. Huge delays. And I'm afraid I really hate to add more salt on the wounds, but truckers... Heads up, winds are picking up along I-80 in Tooele County, and UDOT saying right now they've been clocked at about 45 miles per hour or higher. These wind gusts are definitely going to affect drivers of semis, RVs, or other light or high-profile vehicles, and you should use caution. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, in his minute of news, Jeff is going to talk about how Keith Richards might have inspired a new type of jetliner. Stay with us for more on that.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.